This is our Hidden Killers half year in review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Let's listen to another piece of the jailhouse phone call between Chad and Lori Daybell. This is Lori really kind of a moment of weakness almost. A lot of times, you know, she's so confident in her speech and her beliefs. She's feeling she needs a little bit of reassurance here from Chad that things are going to go the way they're supposed to.
It was meant to go this way, you think, is what I'm saying.
I do. It's terrible. Minor changes here and there, but overall, this was part of the blueprint. I mean, just
what?
Oh, I just wish it hadn't been. But I'm thinking of previous blueprints where the people weren't warned either.
Yeah.
Maddening. You know, Ray's in that contractor position for a reason, and it's. He's not gonna drop us for another project.
Well, can't he like forcibly use a hand, punch some people in the face, and get some things done? Some people in particular, like the 3%er person?
I don't think he wants to be violent.
Well, I'm not saying be violent. I'm saying get their attention.
Me too. What he did is kind of mute her effect. He just kind of kept her in her place for quite a while. To the point it almost diffused any value of her.
I'm not talking about that. In the beginnings, you know, going back over the whole blueprint and all the things that we've been, you know, I don't know what the word is, you know, when you go through it. Anyway, a lot of that stuff could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Just minor tweaks.
Yes.
And I don't know why it had to go down this road to where we are now in the project.
You know, I don't fully understand. I think he'd text you back or write you back.
Ultimately, what I need from you is that the project is going to be finished and everything is going to be fine and it's going to work out.
That's what he said.
Well, I need you to tell me that every day, several times.
Okay. My sweet, lovely Lola, things are going to work out. Not just because he says so, but because I know so. It's a marvelous plan. Slight.
How do you know so? Pickup.
How do I know? It's been shown to me, honey. I've seen those beautiful eyes filled with tears as she sings to amazing groups of people. And I've seen that wonderful body dance to heavenly songs.
Always going back to the body when Chad's talking about Lori. What was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how much she needed reassurance from him.
Yeah.
And how he was able to spin the narrative and give her exactly what she needed. Mm-hmm. There were also segments where he was again feeding her ego. You're tremendous. You're spectacular. You were put on earth for this purpose. You know, this is our divine mission. Mm-hmm. And he just continually uses that technique on her, and it works. It reassures her.
Is he good at it, though, or is she just a dumb, dim-witted, low IQ woman that could, you know, take this stuff in because of her existing psychosis? Because yeah. He doesn't seem like, I don't know. I mean, when you think of a charismatic cult leader, it ain't Chad Daybell.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a select group of people, and they were not the sharpest tools in the toolbox. And Lori was prone to magical thinking her entire life. She was prone to be vulnerable to people giving her flattery. And, you know, it's I think he was a very good manipulator, and she could be a good manipulator, but neither of them are very intelligent people.
Who's in charge in all this? I mean, is Lori, because, I mean, we thought, I think a lot of us thought anyway, after the Lori trial, that Lori was the one that was pulling the strings here. You know, we're seeing this, we're seeing some insecurities, we're seeing her, you know, saying, if I was out, I could do this better or that better. is anyone in charge here, or is this kind of like a 50-50, you know, cult leadership, which ultimately crumbles?
I think Chad was in charge, and Lori was crazy enough and needy enough to just follow along and buy into it. And mm-hmm. I think she had been becoming increasingly psychotic, which happens, you know, it's kind of a continuum. People can start a little bit psychotic and then it can build over time. And that appeared to be her path, as her family was saying, you know, her beliefs were getting more and more extreme in the last few years before she met him. And then when she latched on to him, he took it and ran.
Yeah.
And so if I were looking at who is the one really directing this and coming up with the bizarre theology about demons, and I don't think before Chad, Lori was going into that there were these dark people that were possessed. And,
yeah.
and, you know, even though her theology was intense, it wasn't going that way. Mm-hmm. And that was all coming from him.
Yeah. Well, he's saying that it was shown to me. Anytime someone says it was shown to me, it's like, run, just run. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to one more piece of Chad. Again, I literally labeled this, Chad blows more smoke up Lori's ass. Let's take a listen.
Your purpose is only beginning. It's hardly begun. And it will be the pair. It won't be solo. And it's going to be incredible.
Be cholo and not solo. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. It will be the Eurythmics. Our solo careers. I'm just absolutely sure. I was saying it will be the Eurythmics. It won't be two solo careers.
I know, but I'm saying, you said you have absolute what? Confidence?
Absolute assurity, confidence, confirmation. It's going to be as seen. There's some things that aren't going to be altered. Your value is tremendous, immense, and needed in every way. You're tremendous, my love. I know that is a fact. I think you underestimate yourself. I'm not trying to give you a big head or ego, because you don't have one. You just are spectacular, and the Lord is going to use those talents on earth at this time for that purpose. I'll try to call you back so we can pray. Okay.
The Eurythmics. Now,
yeah.
Anyone who knows the Eurythmics, you only think of Annie Lennox when you think of the Eurythmics. I mean, it wasn't exactly a duo where it's like, oh, yeah, he was the other guy in the Eurythmics in those creepy videos. I couldn't tell you who he was. I don't remember. But Annie Lennox is who I remember. So not a great reference there, Chad, but okay. Again, yeah, just blowing more smoke up her ass. Does Chad believe it? Are you getting that Chad's believing any of this? Or is this, I'm going to say what I need to say?
I would sure love to have an inside scoop on his reaction to listening to this at this point. You know, did he believe it at the time? Did he believe it a little bit? Or was this all just a script and a story that he knew would work on her? And it did work.
Yeah.
And did he have his fingers crossed that it was going to have an outcome that where maybe she would go down, but he wouldn't? That certainly could have been. But again, he's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't work well for him if she goes down, because he wants her. If she's behind bars, what's the best you get there, Chad? Conjugal visits? And you can drive home listening to Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Yeah. Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.